3 years since this church was founded in 2007. And I think this is one of the most outstanding we've had. And we've had some outstanding plays, but this was very well done, children. I want to thank all of you for this. I want to thank all of you. Well, I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'm going to have a few brief words for you. Almighty God, thank you for calling us to be one with you through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for what this day represents. And I pray that none of us would leave this place here this evening without being touched by your Spirit. And Lord, my prayer is that everyone here, man, woman, and child, would leave with a keen sense that they have hope. Hope for today and hope for the future. And that they will know that they never walk alone. I pray this, Jesus, in your name and for your glory. Amen. Well, two things I want to stress in my brief words here this evening. You, none of you, have to walk along this life's word alone. No one has to be alone. Jesus Christ wants to be with you. Furthermore, you don't have to live in this world without hope. Hope for things to get better tomorrow, and certainly hope for a future life with God face to face because of what happened 2,000 years ago when God came into this world as a baby. You see, Jesus was born. He came in from the outside. God entered this world. He entered flesh. And what we do tonight and what we do tomorrow is celebrate his birthday. You see, Jesus was a very special baby. He came from the outside, and we worship not because he is a baby who grew into a man, but we worship because he is God who has come in to us in the flesh. When you and I are born again of the Holy Spirit and truly become members of Jesus' family, he comes into us from the outside, just as he did 2,000 years ago. Keep in mind, everybody, that we were not born with Jesus in us. He comes into us from the outside when we respond to his call at any time when he says, "Come unto me. Come to me." And if you ask him tonight to come into you, to be birthed into your soul, he will do that because this is his desire. But I want to ask the children who are here tonight, how many of you have had a birthday party this year? Well, we got quite a few. Any adults had a birthday party this year? I have. And if you're like me, these birthday parties tend to be a gathering where there's cake, there's ice cream, there's a celebration, there's singing happy birthday. At my birthday party, people sang happy birthday to me, and I was given some gifts. I was given a couple of things for my World War II museum. Birthdays have always been special in that way. But today, this evening, I want to ask you to look at Christmas in a slightly different way. And if you're like I was when I was young, you see Christmas as a time to get gifts, sort of like at your birthday. But we celebrate Jesus' birthday, so it would be good for us to maybe you could try this at home tonight or tomorrow morning. Mary used to lead us and our children in singing Happy Birthday to Jesus every Christian morning because it's his birthday that we celebrate. We sang Happy Birthday to him. I wish that you would consider doing that in your home. That way we could get back on focus of what Christmas is really about. Another thing, too, when we have our birthday celebrated and people come, they bring us gifts. If it's Jesus' birthday, we ought to give him gifts. Christmas should not be just about the gifts we get under our trees and go on, and that's fine, and I'm glad you're going to have Christmas and you'll have those things. I've even got a couple of gifts under my Christmas tree. But it's really about us giving a gift to Jesus on his birthday. You know, a friend told Mary and me this years ago, and we never really thought of it that way. You say, well, what could we give Jesus? He's got everything. He's God. He owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns everything. He is everything. Well, I think Jesus himself, as the one that was born in the stable and grew up and became man, who lived and died so that we can be free and so we can have eternal life. Before he died on the cross and was resurrected, Jesus gave us a glimpse of what we could do to give him a gift. You see, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, Jesus says to people, he said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us got up tomorrow morning and said, Jesus, would there be somebody we could give a drink to? Would there be somebody that needs a coat? Jesus, would there be somebody that needs a meal? Jesus, would there be somebody that is alone that we could visit? You see, if we ask him, he'll show us. And if we do that, we'll be giving him the gift he wants. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for giving us the gift of your life. Father, thank you for giving us your only begotten Son and now granting us your Holy Spirit until your work on earth is done. But Lord, we ask that you would help us look around us this Christmas Eve and on Christmas and on the days after. Who could we give a blessing to that would be a gift to you? Lord, help us. We would like to do that, but we need your help to find those to bless. And we'll give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.